Welcome to meetyourfarmer.ca, where you can get all the dirt on your farmer. Today we're speaking with John Eichenboom from Rhines Creek Vineyard. Hi, John.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to Rhines Creek Vineyard. It's nice to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me. This is great. We just got finished the tour, and beautiful, beautiful place you have here. So just tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do here at the farm?
Well, we're in year four in the grape business. We're also in the mixed livestock business, handling dairy heifers and beef replacement and lambs and some pigs, as well as having a 32-acre vineyard going into year four, first full year of production.
Excellent. So why did you decide to get into the vineyard business?
Well, I just needed a change of lifestyle.
You mentioned you did dairy before?
We did dairy all my life. Retired from the dairy industry 5 years ago and went to grape growing school and started planting grapes.
Excellent. And where are your products sold? Or I know you're just getting going.
Well, the products aren't. We're in the stage of winery development. We'll be building the winery building later this fall. And right now the products go to several vineyards or several wineries. And hopefully next year everything will remain on the farm.
Awesome. What is being a Nova Scotia vineyard farmer, how's that impacted your life?
It's a nice breath of fresh air. It's nice to produce a great product close to home and have a better impact financially on the people around us.
Excellent. And you're from this area originally,
yes,
correct?
We are.
Yeah, excellent. So what do you do when you're not on the farm?
Well, I don't get off the farm that much. off the farm yesterday for our annual Grape Growers Association of Nova Scotia tour through the South Shore, which was a very informative and educational day for us.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. And so you mentioned you have a lot of different things going on the farm with the livestock and the grapes and all that other stuff as well as the vineyard on top of all that. So is that the whole spectrum of what you do here?
Yes, I tend to stick to the grapes. It's turned into a year-round full-time day job for me and some part-time help. And my oldest son handles the livestock business.
Oh, excellent. What do you enjoy most about what you do?
Well, it's a nice job to wake up to. It's not a demanding physical labor job. It's rewarding. It teaches me some patience because the return isn't here for 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And so what motivates you to get up in the morning and work on the farm?
Well, I guess I wake up every morning and I see the tide either in or out on our 3 kilometers of dike land. And I see vineyard down there that just adds to the landscape.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful sight here, looking out all over the area. Like it's anybody's coming down for open farm days in for a treat. So anything interesting ever happened on the farm or funny stories?
It's, there's always something new and exciting happens. There's high tides, there's low tides, there's stormy days. But it's pretty well the vineyard business that...
it keeps it interesting?
Yeah.
Awesome. So Open Farm Day is coming up. That's, of course, why we're here. Just want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing for
Open
Farm Day.
That's a big day for us. It's well attended from the HRM, from the corridor, and from Truro.
Excellent.
We do a charity grape stomp, Yost Vineyards... and winery will be here selling product and sampling. There's bouncy houses for the kids. There's our annual, this will be our third annual pumpkin hunt for kids for prizes in our vineyard. And what else do we have? There's there'll be lamb and pork and beef on a bun. There'll be some honey producers here selling product. There'll be some farm ladies here selling, I think it's countryside clothing. And... it's a full day. And there will be horse and wagon rides. The wagon rides for sure. The horse rides are a little tentative, but we've had the horse rides for the last 2 years, and they have been a hit.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me today, John.
You're welcome.
And I'll see you in Open Farm Day.
You sure will. Thanks.